her getaway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sort of.
Yes, this is not Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller, well, about 3 seconds before the theme song played, said,
I'm having a gastrointestinal event. So apparently she's on the Poop Yourself Thin program.
She had to run out of the room. Let's hope none of it gets on the ceiling. Like in her New York apartment.
I can remember the carpet being brown.
Well, so she said, "Talk amongst ourselves."
Yes.
There she is. Hi, are you okay? Do you need some toilet paper?
That was a really good bag of salad. I don't know what could have happened.
Yeah.
Kale? When did I have kale with a frog in it? Okay, I'm fine. Everybody, I'm fine. I'm sorry.
That's just weakness leaving your body.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Right. I think it was the picture of Jackie Schechter's pussy cat in a sink that got us all excited this morning. And I did. I already sexted it to Anthony Weiner.
Excited in that way.
You know what gets me excited this morning? It's Dexter Von Frisch's birthday.
What?
Oh,
yes.
No way.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. WholeFightStrategies.com. Birthday boy's daddy.
Good morning. Now, that is what we call in the business a segue.
How about that?
Right.
Huh?
How about that?
Gastrointestinal event, and it's a dog's birthday.
And now a story about a dog.
And now
is Dexter 3 years old today?
He is technically now he's of drinking age, according to dog years.
Yes, 21.
I caught him sipping some tequila out in the alley behind the building with some hooligans.
I forget what sort of type of canine.
He's a Wheaton Terrier mix.
Oh, he is precious. All right. And also, he can gay marry in Minnesota now.
That's right. Well, I mean, I knew that things were getting close to what Rick Santorum had predicted when BuzzFeed posted video. And get this, I mean, you know that the state of affairs is getting dire when BuzzFeed is posting video of a dog nursing a cat.
Yes, I saw that.
The world has gone insane. That's right.
The predictions that Rick Santorum had made are coming true. It's like I'm pretty sure it's one of the stages of the apocalypse.
Mm. Right. Dogs and cats not just living together.
But in sinks.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's a big deal, right? So
it's a huge deal, and it's not just Minnesota. Marriage equality at midnight or around midnight started in Minnesota and in one other place that's skipping my brain.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Rhode Island always skips somebody's brain.
Fantastic news. But of course, Minnesota is just so much the bigger story here, given how crazy the legislature went 2 years earlier trying to push a constitutional amendment down folks' throats and having it rejected, and then having the legislature turned out of office because they went too far, and the legislature passing marriage equality. And this is also the state of Michelle Bachmann and Marcus.
I was going to say those barbarians were disciplined.
My goodness!
And he was in a very dark place last night, Marcus.
Really?
I understand.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He kept on calling Michelle from someplace called a back room at the Eagle,
right?
Which I know is Christian code language for some kind of self-discovery.
It's a promise keepers
really?
Event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. It's an American Eagle. It's,
right.
it's a patriotic event of some sort.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, yes, as John Fugel saying, says a couple both against gay marriage and in one. So
that's right.
Very, very exciting for Minnesota, and we wish everybody well. Actually, the more interesting thing I thought legally is what's going on in Pennsylvania. Did you see that in the in one county? It's not legal in Pennsylvania, but they started. There's a judge that started marrying gay couples anyway.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, and you know, one guy. He's the Register of Wills. I love the East Coast because they have all these weird elected positions I've never heard of.
Yeah, right.
In California.
You're the one of what now?
I'm in charge of removing dead dogs from the road and making sure that people are officially dead. So he said that, you know, some women had called him and said they wanted to get married, and he was in charge of marriage licenses. And he said he consulted his general counsel, and they determined that because DOMA had been ruled unconstitutional, and because the state constitution in two places guarantees various rights that marriage would be included under, And that because of those three issues, they kind of determined that, and because the state attorney general was not enforcing their own state version of DOMA, they determined that they should just be able to start giving folks marriage licenses.
Wow.
And this guy was about the cutest thing you'd ever seen. He's, you know, 60 years old.
Right.
Tweed jacket,
yeah.
Big mustache. He looks like my dad's colleagues in the government. And he was on Mad Owl, and he's just like, oh, it just seemed like the right thing to do, Rachel. I don't know, I saw him.
Just seemed like the right thing to do. Yeah, that was really interesting. But I thought, you know, Carl, it's what we talked about with the DOMA and Prop 8 rulings. This has created this sort of legal patchwork around the country that stuff like that is going to start happening, right?
Well, we're going to have all these little history makers all across the country. I mean,
yeah.
Somebody reminded me that, you know, Minnesota is getting marriage equality early this morning. 40 years ago, and this is for people that think that marriage equality efforts just started overnight, you know, 10, 12 years ago. 40 years ago, one of the first couples that tried to get same-sex marriage licenses took place, and that was in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And they were, you know, rejected, and they took their case to court, and, you know, when they would appeal, nobody would take it because that's how, on the outskirts of society, LGBT people were treated in the,
yeah.
in the 70s.
Well, now, and meanwhile, you tweeted why hashtag gay men are, now I don't know whether gay men without hashtags in front of them are supposed to do, but are dumping Russian vodka, and why you should too. Talk to us about that, because Chris was saying yesterday that Stoli, one of the brands they're boycotting, has actually been supportive historically of LGBT rights, right?
Well, they have. You know, they sponsor pride events and stuff. That's here in America.
Well, both here and in Russia. The owner of Stoli, the main owner of Stoli in Russia, is an adversary of Putin and is actually a supporter of LGBT rights in Russia.
But not Ruski Standart.
According to Reason Magazine.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing. I think we need to look beyond Stoli towards all Russian vodkas.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what, okay, a boycott. Folks keep on thinking of boycott in the literal sense. A boycott is, you know, you're going to force a company to go bankrupt. You know, the Queens in San Francisco, when they helped the unions boycott, I think it was Miller Lite or Bud Light or Budweiser.
Or was it Coors Light?
Coors Light.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, they were not looking to bankrupt a giant multi-billion-dollar beverage company. They were looking to make news so that more people knew of Coors Brewing Company's discriminatory policies against gay people and against workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking to dent the pocketbook a little bit. I mean, think of it this way. When a company sees, you know, we look at companies and don't think they're even successes anymore unless they double their profits from the year before. Even if you take a dip of a couple percentage points, it's going to be felt. And I was watching the news yesterday, and CNN was talking about the vodka boycott, and most importantly, they were talking about why the vodka was being boycotted.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the nightly news, and they talked about it. And the talking head shows were talking about it, and newspapers are talking about it, and editorial pages are talking about it. And it started other conversations about whether Los Angeles and other cities that have sister cities in Russia should have
right.
those
but
sister
I think,
cities.
But I mean, I think Chris does get ask a good question. Is it fair to Stoli, a company that actually has supported gay rights in the past?
Well, I mean, it certainly has an impact on Russia. I mean, much of they are not nearly as clean and cut away from the Russian government as they would have folks think. I mean, one of the places that I've been reading religiously for news on this boycott and everything else is America Blog, and I would encourage folks to read up there. They do cover, you know, when there's developments in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example,
right.
the one that Chris mentioned. There was a write-up where somebody kind of went through and said, okay, here are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was kicked out of Russia. There are two separate Stoli companies now,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And you know, they've walked through those complaints and issues there, and I'm still reasonably content with the explanations.
It has not obviously affected this one guy. Did you see this headline? Russian lawmaker, we will arrest gay athletes and tourists at the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him catch us.
Yeah, first of all, begs the question, how are they going to suss that
yeah,
out?
I've seen the typical Russian person. They're not athletic. if you will.
Yeah, Russian lawmakers have said the gay propaganda law will remain in force during the Olympic Games. And he said, blah, blah, blah. It comes as the IOC and the Russian government has assured them all athletes and spectators will be safe from arrest. This particular politician said, while he personally does not know any LGBT people,
of course not.
He said, I can say the best figure skating in the world is the Soviet school of figure skating.
Yeah, there's nothing
more macho than a male figure skater.
Tell that to Johnny Weir.
What would Brian Boitano do about this?
If he can get close enough to arrest Johnny Weir, I bet he can try it. But yeah. Those blades are kept pretty sharp.
Yeah, they are.
He said all of our people have been brought up in a very traditional way, and I'm personally acquainted with many Olympic champions. Wow, his game star might be a little on the fritz.
Yeah.
In fact, just yesterday, I was saying, I have ways to make you talk, and he said, that's fine, but let's have sex first. He's a very nice young man.
He actually said, having spoken with many American politicians, I understand they support the stance I've taken on this issue.
Which one's he talking to?
Michelle Bachmann? Come on now.
Well, and he said he doesn't know any gay people. That sounds an awful lot like what that senator from Oklahoma, Inhofe, once said, that there'd never been a divorce or a gay in his family.
Right. Nothing icky in his family tree at all.
So the former communists are lauding the Republicans now. The right wing.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, I mean, more and more, the countries that Republicans, you know, liberals always used to say, I'm moving to Canada, where they have good health care and government programs, and they respect workers, blah, blah, blah. Well, more and more the countries that conservatives are going to have to move to when their demographics become too small to get elected to anything are going to be places like, you know, Serbia, Russia, Afghanistan.
All right, and your final answer for how many write-in votes Carlos Danger will get for New York City mayor?
I'm hoping for at least three.
Awesome.
Although he's not doing much to earn those votes, even with a pseudonym at this point.
Yeah, he just won't shut up.
Just hush now. All right. Carl, happy birthday to Dexter once again.
I will tell him you said so, and I will bring him in by his ear from that alley away from those hooligans.
The hooligans. All right, thank you, sir. There he goes. Carl Frisch, Bullfight Strategies. All right, come on, just the headline. Mayor says he didn't get sexual harassment training. San Diego should pay for it.
Yeah.
For his defense, because he didn't get a sexual harcassment.
He wasn't. Yeah,
so it's San Diego's fault.
He wasn't told how not to sexually harass.
You are not staying classy, San Diego. You made him do it. 19 minutes.
You put that tongue on that woman's cheek.
You made me lick you.
Ew. 19 minutes. After the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
We need more Linda Ronstadt.
Pardon me?
We need more Linda Ronstadt.
Why not? All right, 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. This is hilarious. So, Bob Filner, San Diego mayor.
Yeah.
You may be acquainted with the Filner headlock.
Billy Bass.
Pardon me?
Billy
right.
Bass.
Right. This is just awesome. Bob Filner deserves to have the city pay for his defense because he never received workplace behavior training, his lawyer wrote to the city attorney.
What is the proper way of licking a subordinate's face?
And the set?
Oh, you mean you're not supposed to put women in a headlock and lick the side of their face?
Hmm.
Or ask them to work without panties?
Why didn't anyone tell me?
What? I didn't get the manual.
And the sad thing is, the city of San Diego may be liable because they didn't give him sexual harassment training.
Come on, that takes a big set.
Wow.
That really takes some elephant balls. Okay. His lawyer said San Diego was legally obligated to provide training to prevent sexual harassment to all management-level employees within 6 months of their joining the city.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, this is first time in the human race, so he wasn't acquainted with workplace behavior. The city failed to provide such training to Mayor Filner, his lawyer wrote. In fact, it is my understanding that such training was scheduled, but that trainer for the city unilaterally canceled and never rescheduled such training for the mayor and others. So you can imagine how, without instruction, you would not know.
You just go
to give a woman a full facial lick at work.
Licking women willy nilly.
Right. How
or
would you know?
Licking willies women nilly. What?
What?
No.
No.
Haven't we been
thinking of Silver Lake.
Sexual harassment courses.
Oh, God, yeah.
Were we ever at this company? And
no.
I'm like, we're like, are you
what?
Kidding?
Well,
our whole show is about sexual harassment.
Well, wait a minute. You're the owner of this small business.
Right.
How come you've never had sexual harassment training
for us? I don't know. It's your job to wear something tight and show up and just shut up.
If I licked the side of your face, would you be liable?
I would like it. I forced Jim
you
to
ain't
sexually,
getting it from me.
I forced Jim to sexually harass me in the elevator.
I think I've touched your ass once or twice.
Well, yeah, you didn't like it, but he did. Mm-hmm. I'm like, touch it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it.
Why not?
Actually, I did kind of like it.
I mean, I guess.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Maybe it's because we have skipped the course as well that we're not aware.
Yeah, okay.
Let's sue San Diego.
I think probably everything I've said in this segment is actionable.
Yes.
Okay.
And Travis just IM'd me. He said, don't bring up cuddling duty again.
Phone me, Travis. Tell it. Yeah, he added that if there is any liability at all, the city will almost certainly be liable for failing to prevent harassment. Oh, that
well, you
is
know how you
spectacular.
Prevent harassment?
That's fantastic.
Get rid of Fillmore.
See what you did, San Diego?
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
And we thought Comic-Con was the stinkiest thing in San Diego. But
no! There's something filthier. It's Filthy Filner. On Tuesday, the city council declined the attorney's request to fund the legal defense of Filner, which we discussed previously. It went a step further by suing the mayor in San Diego Superior Court, seeking to hold him personally liable for any damages the city may be required to pay in the lawsuit. That is just spectacular.
Wow.
I love that story.
Have we lost all common sense in America?
I didn't get the course. I'm sorry.
I was not told that you're not supposed to eat dog poop off the street.
It's hot.
I was not. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Why wasn't I given a course in that? Now look what happened. Now I'm
look what
sick
you made me
from
do.
Eating dog. Why? Nobody. There's no training course for that. Okay, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Coughing fit. <that's
laughs> Pardon me. Yes. He's like, it's hot in San Diego. I thought she'd be cooler working without her panties. What? Nobody specifically told me not to say that.
Not to remove her panties? What? Where in the manual does it say do not remove your subordinate female employee's panties? No one told me.
What?
How was I supposed to know?
Who says you can't put a woman in a headlock? She won't stay still. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to keep her still so you can grab her? I mean, what? Okay. Katie and...
Do I have to hit her in the head with a shillelagh? What? What?
A shillelagh?
What do? Katie in Hudson, Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Katie.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I just think it's just amazing that he can actually sue the city for not giving him the sexual harassment training. What about his parents? Can we sue them for not teaching him to behave properly?
Yes!
To behave like a human? Yeah.
I mean, really.
That's hilarious. No, we have had those, I think, courses here. Any big corporation has.
Well, not here, but we actually worked for a big corporation, yes,
right,
we did.
Right.
Although,
but, I mean, suddenly now people have to be trained or they're not responsible for their behavior.
That's insane.
Right. Keep your tongue in your mouth at work. Just little things
although
like Filner that.
Although Filner does look like a frog, so maybe in the amphibian world, that this is perfectly normal.
Yes, it's maybe a there term
was
of a, endearment.
Maybe mm-hmm. there was a fly on her.
That could
and
be.
And that was his lunch.
He was hungry.
It was his lunch, technically.
Sure.
25 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
I'm afraid we are.
Put those pom-pom downs. I'm getting everybody fired up. 34 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, another event. during the break.
Right.
At least it was during the break.
I did. I had a little vent. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what has happened. It must be the kale.
Is your refrigerator plugged in?
Do you keep careful inventory of how old things are in your fridge?
Perhaps I forgot to check an expiration date or two. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
1974.
Ooh,
what?
Wow. Yeah, that could be genetic because my mom, literally, I would go home, you know, for a visit, and I'd be like, Mom, you've had those crackers since I was in high school. What?
Best if consumed by VE Day.
Yeah, you'll take a couple bites and then just...
Yeah.
Just Crypt Keeper dust.
Yeah.
Mom, what the...
No.
Jesus.
I think my parents have the same bottle of Frangelico.
Yes.
That they had since high school.
Thrifty.
Yeah. And my parents have moved many times since high school. And the Frangelico moves with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
But who wants to drink Frangelico?
Exactly. Who wants a Harvey Wallbanger anymore?
I'm other things like chip clips or, I don't know, somehow like a hermetically sealed environment. Doesn't matter. Like 20 years. Oh, no, they're fine.
There was a chip clip on it. They're good.
All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Keep my refrigerator at the steady 72 degrees.
Kevin in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just wanted to point out that the Filner's lawyer is probably correct, and they're probably going to collect from the city because most cities have laws where they're liable for things that public servants do. Well, for example, police harassment is always paid.
I'm afraid you're right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, it seriously sounds like a punchline, doesn't it, Kevin? It's just like,
gotta
be kidding me.
It is ridiculous, but basically, that's the way life is, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this two-week course ought to take care of it, don't you think? That'll turn around a lifetime of egregious behavior.
Works for Lindsay Lohan.
Sure.
A two-week course of maybe cutting off lips and...
Oh, dear. No. Yeah, I love that. How did he put it? I'm about to embark on a two-week therapy course to treat me how to better behave around women.
Well, you've had some decades to work on that.
Yes, yes. To get a clue. I'll be taking a couple of weeks to get a clue.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back. All right. Julian in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Julian.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to ask you, how would you feel about dating a 22-year-old French girl like myself?
Ooh.
Oh,
oh la la.
Well, Jim feels really good about it.
And I'm very pretty. I have breast implants.
Awesome, awesome.
She has breast implants.
Mm.
All right.
Okay. Well, Jim will need to supervise that, won't you, Jim?
Yes,
that's in the handbook. That's in our sexual harassment.
Go for it.
Handbook.
Go for it, Stephanie.
We can go walk our dogs and have some wine. How about that?
She's a dog lover, a wine lover?
Okay.
Well, she's
awesome.
French.
All right. Terrific. All right. Thanks, Julian. I'll send Jim your number. Okay.
Au revoir. Bientôt.
I think you gave up on her too early.
I've learned the hard way in relationships. That's, you know, what I got out while it was good. It was still magic, wasn't it?
As magic as it could be.
Okay. I don't
know.
Oddly, Huma Abedin is taking a little break. I'm guessing she has perhaps a headache or two in her eye.
Yes.
Yeah, right, from Hillary,
not from
the wiener.
No.
Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's transition office chief, is expected to take extended vacation time from her job.
Good for her.
With the former first lady in the coming days. I'm sorry that I said coming. Pardon me?
I'm guessing the wiener's not going to accompany her.
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Who can say?
The move is not a leave of absence. Two sources familiar with the move insisted it's not precisely clear when she will depart for the vacation from her day job. A wiener campaign source, I don't know if it's the aforementioned slutbag supervisor.
Effing C word.
Right.
Mm.
Said Huma is not taking a leave of absence, but she will be taking vacation time in August to support her family during Anthony's campaign. She has always intended to do this. Not yet clear what type of role Abedin will play in her husband's campaign going forward. She'd been begun to appear with him on the campaign trail prior to the, the unpleasantness.
Yeah. I think campaign's going to have some quotation marks around it.
Right, soon.
Yeah.
But has not resumed since last week's press conference.
Would that be a sino? Campaign in name only?
Yes.
She did not appear in the video Wiener filmed at the couple's apartment Saturday in which the candidate looked into the camera and declared New Yorkers don't quit. One assumes she was there.
Maybe.
Or maybe not, because if she were also maybe a frying pan would have been somewhere in the vicinity. Anthony Weiner, for some reason, keeps talking. Here he is again. Yes.
I violated trust to my wife. I did that. That was wrong. That was wrong. And people have every right in the world to say that it disqualifies me. But I'm not going to quit based on that.
Well, maybe you should.
By the way, Gothamist.com brings us a... Turns out the Daily News seriously botched Wiener's reply to Are You Sexting Now?
Yes.
However, it's still... Just saying, given his previous...
Right.
The way it did read was question, there's no one you're sexting now.
Define
answer,
now.
You can quibble about beginnings, middles, and ends. But what we're talking about is over a year ago.
Now-ish.
Here's how it appears today. Question was, and it was over a year ago, there's been nothing else? He said, I mean, oh yeah, all that stuff is behind me. You can quibble about, you know, beginnings, middles, and ends, but it was basically a year ago.
Basically.
I think the word basically...
Basically negates everything in that sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's still the same thing.
I basically haven't killed anyone.
specifically or
could
generally?
Quibble over the exact...
Beginning, middle, and end of that person's
of
life.
Yes.
Right.
But
or whether I was somehow, quote-unquote, involved. Am I involved now in killing that person? No.
Quibble, if you want, about the beginning, middle, and end of the killing.
Did I pull the trigger?
Did I basically shoot the man in Reno just to watch him die? Who can say?
You can quibble.
Okay. Oh, so I don't know if that makes it better or not. Okay. By the way, he is standing by his woman, not Huma, of course, but the aide.
The slutbag.
The slutbag. Noted slutbag.
Right. No, she's not the slutbag.
Oh.
She's the...
Oh, I see. Yes.
Anthony Weiner told reporters Wednesday he's still working with his communications director after she called a former intern a slutbag in a curse-filled rant on Tuesday. Reporters asked Weiner whether the communications director, Barbara Morgan, was still working with him Wednesday. You bet, Weiner said. Morgan since apologized for her comments, which were provoked by stories the ex-intern Olivia Nuzzi wrote about her time on the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Which she probably shouldn't have done if she signed a non-disclosure agreement. Just saying.
Right. I'm not sure she deserved that particular rant.
But she didn't deserve that particular rant, but she probably shouldn't have written the story for the Daily News in the first place.
Uh-huh.
There may be repercussions.
By the way, how hilarious, Jim, would that one of the things she talked about, the former intern, is that he thought it was funny to call female interns Monica because he's just like Bill Clinton.
Right.
Except that he's nothing like
Bill Clinton. I'm sure Hillary through Huma Abedin really loves that joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hillary probably found that hilarious.
Turkey?
Oh, my God. That's... Oh, wow. Oh, I love hearing about that scandal again. That is... Oh, it's so rich.
It never gets old.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe the Daily News is just news-y.
Hmm. I'm guessing that the Clintons have, like, a wiener pinata at their home. Perhaps a dartboard. Hillary just gets up in the morning to get her coffee. Whack!
She's got a hell of a batting arm with all of that practice against Bill in the 90s.
Right.
Hey, better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. She still has her frying pan laying around. Here, Huma, take this.
Ow! What was that for?
By the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. Never mind.
Daily Beast editor Tina Brown tweeted last week, I say Huma for mayor. She has all the qualities he doesn't. This would be kind of hilarious.
That would be great.
Huma should have run for mayor. She'd win in a landslide, Nate Silver said. Nate Silver knows a little something about a little something.
Nate Silver of ESPN now.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Huma Abedin for mayor, Susan Estrich wrote. The only way off for Abedin, as I see it, is to give up being the good wife, dump Weiner, and run for office on her own, wrote Washington Post columnist Sally Quinn.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. If he could look even more like a loser, that was my favorite revelation, is that everybody that worked there was just trying to get to Hillary.
Yeah.
They were just trying to get to Huma. They're like, whatever, Weiner. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Whatever,
all
Weiner.
Right.
Is Huma
Mr.
coming?
Mr. Mayor. Right.
Yeah, right.
That'll happen.
Interesting. This, you know, we've been debating this whole the personal side of her choices or not. A family member and close friend spoke to People. There's a Why Huma Stayed
right.
piece, I guess. and it's hard to imagine they did so without her tacit approval. Why did she stay? The People reports the couple had even confided to family members they might split, but when it came to actually packing her bags and carrying their son Jordan away, Abedin couldn't do it. New York businesswoman Rory Tahari, her longtime friend, said Huma has a very strong moral character, and she made a commitment, for better or worse. She never wanted Jordan to say to her, why didn't you do everything you could to help Dad? It was all for her son. How could voters quibble with that? So that's what, you know, we've gotten into this whole debate, you know.
About, yeah, when you make a promise, for better or for worse.
Some people take that seriously, and I actually, I know, you know, that some people, I know Jackie has said she feels like it's, you know, letting a man mistreat you. But I guess, you know, Melissa Fitzgerald was saying yesterday on the show that, or the day before, that I think it's hard to get inside anybody else's marriage unless you've been there and know why you, we've all put up with things that we never thought we would. And I mean, to get into somebody's personal choices about why they stay or not, I had said if I was pregnant, and I know you laughed.
Even Hillary thinks
75 years ago, when I was still able to get pregnant, if I had been
juicy.
Had been with a man. All right, listen, there's a lot of ifs, but my point is, I might have made the same choice she did. Shut up, Hillary. All right, 45
minutes. You just can't get yourself a man.
It could happen.
Could happen.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
You know, I'm almost certain, Jim, if we had a sexual harassment training course here at the Stephanie Miller Show, watching that at work would not be allowed. However, we were not given any sexual harassment training, much like the mayor of San Diego. So it's really not our fault of what we do during commercial
Someone
breaks.
Someone sent me video.
Look at the ins and outs of asylum and what's going on with Snowden in the Moscow airport.
Oh, God, no.
No, there is a video of turtles having sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they make noise.
You know what? That is really rude of Mitch McConnell to do to Elaine Chao. Did he post a video? He is the Anthony... Oh, actual turtles.
Actual turtles, yes. Not people who look like turtles.
This is for real, Jim? This is the sound they make, really?
It's the, well, this is the dude. The turtle
well,
dude.
Clearly it's
the
woman.
She's looking bored.
Yeah, the chick looks really bored. She literally, you can see an eye roll. She's just like...
Okay.
Oh, my God, really?
Man, I wish we'd have a lifespan of 120 years.
Can you get me
years.
A magazine? Is there a... Okay.
Get off me!
This is making me hot. Wow.
This really...
Oh, she couldn't look more bored.
Right? Oh, my God.
That's probably what Elaine Chao looks like.
She's, like, dozing off.
Yeah. I'm sure Elaine Chao has dozed off.
Or what?
Okay. Thanks for that, Jim.
I will post that on your Facebook page.
Where does one even come up with that, Jim? Just out of curiosity.
Someone sent me an email.
Oh, someone sent it to you. Okay. All right, then. See what you have done to us, Anthony Weiner. You see, you've turned us into a nation of pervs. That's all we talk about.
And Bob Filner.
Right? Thanks to you, Bob Filner and Anthony Weiner.
Filner, I just met her.
Yes, you've made us have a filthy, filthy little show. Our show used to be clean as a whistle.
Sure. Right.
All right.
Like the bit that got us thrown off the air in the last incarnation.
Right, let's not talk about that.
No.
Okay. Valerie writes, Steph, I grew up in Manhattan, so last week I called my old friend in NYC to see what he thought of this whole Wiener thing and who he was going to vote for. He said he was voting for Christine Quinn because the mayor heads the St. Patrick's Day parade, and the people that run the parade are anti-LGBT and won't let them have any place in the parade, so having an openly gay mayor head the parade would stick it to them. By the way, he's Irish. To quote you, a T and then a he. Well, that's as good a reason as anything. Stick it to the Irish homophobes.
Sure.
Okay. On a completely different topic, my forecast, I've thought for 6 months now, and I'm officially forecasting that Hillary is going to come out of the gate when she announces she's running, that Joe Biden will be her VP if she wins the nomination. Joe Biden may have wanted to be president, but he's getting on in age. I think he's quite comfortable with being VP. How smooth a transition would be if he stayed on as the VP. Not to tune my own horn, but what the hey, I forecast Obama winning in April 07, among many other forecasts that have all come to pass. Oh, Gather, the official, unofficial
prognosticator.
Would that be the first time
amateur
that a VP got an additional?
I don't know. I think it might be. I think
a
it might be.
Term?
That's interesting, though.
There's
maybe
no constitutional amendment against it. That's only for the president, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then, like, you know, Christie and Rand Paul will still be scuffling on the ground, and they will both just be crushed like grapes.
Literally.
By the Hillary Biden team. Art in San Diego, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Art.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
There's a remote chance that Bob Filner might be getting a railroad down here in San Diego. There's a lot of mean girls here. And about the
you mean all those women are making it up? What do you mean?
I don't know all those women. But there may be a chance. You know, and I got to say that maybe all the national, the national media is certainly jumping on, and that don't really know. One just example of something, virtually every city official is guaranteed to be defended by the, against any lawsuits by the city attorney. That's just the way things are done here. I'm on a local planning board. And if I'm acting in good faith, I don't really know what happened to, you know, in the elevators. But if I'm acting in good faith, I'm on a local planning board where we go and we sit and we discuss the flowers on people's porches.
Right.
If I'm sued, the city pays for my defense. That's just how things are done.
Well, you don't think it's fairly ridiculous to say that, you know, the city's at fault because they didn't give him a sexual harassment training course?
I've seen more ridiculous things happen here.
Well, stay classy, San Diego. All right. By the way, so Mitch McConnell, speaking of Yertle the Turtle, is getting a challenger in his race, to which I believe he replied, Yeah. Mitch McConnell is not happy about this. Okay.
By the way,
and ironically, he's getting teabagged by Matt Bevin, who is the Tea Party challenger.
That's right.
To Mitch McConnell.
Wow.
After 30 years in Washington, Mitch McConnell no longer represents what we believe here in Kentucky.
Right. Exactly. To which he said, that is not pretty, being teabagged.
No, it's not.
Matt! Here is Yertle now.
Well, I think all of you know I love a good campaign, and I think we'll have one.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it sounds like it.
Furthermore.
Good so far. All right. And ironically, he looks, the turtle in this particular video looks a little like Bob Filner. You know what I mean? He has that same weird tongue sticking out. And going, okay. All right. Sorry. All right. I apologize.
That's really disturbing.
That goes on for a long time. That poor girl.
Are you done yet?
That's the funniest part is how bored she looks.
Yeah.
She literally, like, her eyes are, like, shutting, and then you see a tiny little eye roll. Just like a, whatever, yeah.
Anything on TV.
Big deal. Whatever. Have you started yet? I'm sorry. You done yet? Okay. By the way, speaking of, I was just mentioning the man fight, Rand Paul and Chris Christie. Julie writes, Mama, just saw the not one of your fans, Fox host Neil Cavuto. Yeah, he is not one of my fans.
I am not one of your fans!
I was on his show once.
Mm-hmm.
In a rather aggressive exchange with Rand Paul. Did you see this? This was awesome. Wedged into an uncomfortable place after video of Christie pointing out that New Jersey gets back 65 cents on its federal tax dollar while Rand Paul brings home the pork to the tune of $1.50.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know.
Chris Christie said pork? Someone say pork?
Yeah, was that a fact joke? He goes, the king of bacon is saying, and he meant it more.
Yeah.
It was like a fat joke.
Yeah.
This is the most awesome man fight ever. Fight. But Christie made a good point. New Jersey and other blue states are donor states.
That's right.
And states like red states like Kentucky are
taker states.
Right.
They're second on the government teat harder than anyone else.
Exactly.
And sounding like a turtle, having sex.
Paul claimed he had invited Christy to come down and have a beer so they could work things out. Then he admits he just thought of the idea and haven't actually invited Christy down. Also made like a fourth grader when Cavuto asked him if he would go to Newark and have a beer. He said, oh, we can negotiate that part. LOL, the idea of the big man of Jersey would sidle down and have a beer with that yokel is hilarious.
Oh, ho, ho.
True. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Minutes after the hour. Well, who can tell if it's gay marriage in Minnesota or the wieners of the world? But look, the world has officially gone insane. Turtles having sex on YouTube. And now there's a video that appears to show bears twerking.
Yes.
Twerking in the wild, ladies and gentlemen.
Do bears twerk in the
Would
woods?
Would you look what the homosexuals have done to us? Do bears twerk in the woods?
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
You know what? I'm going to blame the wieners and the filmers of the world. The world has just turned into a porn film.
I think the twerking is just a result of what the other thing that bears do in the woods.
Right. I see. Well,
they're just trying to
move things along.
Move, right. Well, or maybe try and get the remnants off.
Ah.
Really?
Yes.
Over breakfast, he's eating. Do you mind?
You're the one that had gastrointestinal distress earlier.
Okay. Footage from a remote wildlife camera in Alberta, Canada, appears to show bears twerking on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Miley Cyrus has done to us.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
A park ranger pointed the camera at a tree to watch bears mark their scent, but the video went viral once the bears appeared to be mimicking the dance craze.
They must have seen the commercial, the toilet paper commercial with the bears.
Yes, mm-hmm. And the little bits of toilet paper stuck to their
right.
butts.
There are varying theories on why bears rub on trees, the video says.
Well,
okay.
I can think of two things.
Okay. Sure.
Both involve rubbing one out.
Yeah.
Okay. Some think the bears share scents to prevent aggression among them, while others think it's a female's way of indicating she's in heat.
Ah, that could be.
Okay. All right. So that happened. And meanwhile, back to the turtles having sex. I don't know how this another YouTube sensation.
It's up on your Facebook page if people would like to see it.
Okay. All right. And maybe we should have some suggestions as to what she's thinking. Damn, does she look bored? Oh, for God's sakes, really?
There was an eye roll.
Such a production.
She just did an eye roll.
I told you. Such a production. Hurry up, for God's sakes.
God, you're a screamer, aren't you?
All right. She reminds me of one of my exes. She said that... This kind of explains why she ended up with
women. One of your exes was a turtle? What?
No! She said the two things to a man that you never say, are you in yet and are you done yet? You don't want to know. That looks like what she's thinking.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's going to go Les. It's just my guess. I could be wrong. All right. Oh, looky here. The awesome George Zimmerman's in the news again.
Awesome. He's so awesome.
Right, Mark O'Meara?
He said some of the awesome things that I can't even describe them all. They're so awesome.
Right.
Did he do something awesome again?
Yeah, he got pulled over for speeding in Texas and he had a gun.
Huh.
Huh. Are you able to stand your ground against a cop pulling you over for speeding, I wonder? Huh.
He felt threatened.
Huh. Yes. He felt threatened with a speeding ticket.
Hmm.
George Zimmerman was stopped for speeding on a highway near Dallas. The police, I love this whole, they have a police dash cam video.
Yep.
Released, shows an officer interacting with Zimmerman, letting him go with a warning. He is just lucky. That's amazing. Huh.
He's so lucky.
Most of us, I just got my new car insurance bill because I got a speeding ticket twice. And the speed trap near my house, I was going like 40-something in a 35.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Your insurance goes up a lot.
George Zimmerman is just lucky, Jim, because he's so awesome.
He's just awesome. Awesome how lucky he is.
Yeah, it gets off with a warning. Oh, you shot an unarmed teenager? Okay. Don't do it again. Go home. Have a good night's sleep.
I think the cop was just scared of him.
No, he did the douchey thing. The officer didn't know who he was, and he asked him.
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
I am. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The officer asked Zimmerman, where are you headed this weekend? After unintelligible response, the officer has no...
That's awesome. He's so awesome.
Yeah. The officer asked, nowhere in particular? Why you say that? You didn't see my name, Zimmerman replies.
Oh, God. He wants to be a star now for shooting Trayvon?
Right, yeah, and because he's such a star, superstar.
He's a superstar.
I'm a Fox
he's
superstar.
Awesome.
The officer says. What a coincidence, the officer adds. Are you clear of warrants and stuff? Absolutely, sir, Zimmerman says. Zimmerman then says something else unintelligible, and the officer responds, calm down, man, you're good. Oh, getting a little heated. The officer then tells him, I'm going to go back, you know, to check his license. Why don't you slow down a little bit for me? We'll let you off with a warning. After an unintelligible response from Zimmerman, the officer says, just take it easy. Go ahead and shut your glove compartment. Don't play with your firearm.
Wow.
What?
He was reaching for his gun?
Who gets pulled over for speeding and you have a gun in your glove compartment and the person goes, okay, well, go ahead, slow down.
Gun laws are different in Texas.
Don't play with your firearm?
Gun laws are different in Texas.
So it sounds like he was getting, that's interesting, Jim, kind of losing his head and feeling threatened and going for his gun.
He's going to stand his ground.
You don't. He may have opened his glove compartment before the cop walked up there and just pointed and said, officer, I have a firearm.
No, he's going for the gloves from the glove box.
He says, once calm down, man. And then in the next thing, he says, just take it easy.
Yeah, that's.
Maybe a bit of a hothead.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah. Everybody. Okay. Although the officer's comments indicated Zimmerman had a gun, a weapon can't be seen. However, I'm not sure why an officer would say, don't play with your firearm.
Unless that's a euphemism.
Right.
Well,
kids are calling it. After returning Zimmerman's driver's license, the officer says, all right, sir, slow down. He wishes Zimmerman a safe trip. He is so lucky, that awesome George
it's
Zimmerman.
Awesome. Just awesome how lucky he is.
Just the
He's on the
right
verge
place,
of
right
threatening
time.
A cop with a gun, and he says, just slow down, sir. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, cop let him go because he's so awesome.
Can you imagine if that had been a person of color? Would that have gotten
that would have been a little different.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Wonder how that would have ended. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm guessing the cop's gun would have been drawn.
City manager said police handled Zimmerman as they would any other motorist in a comparable situation and gave him no special treatment. Really? Guess I'll try that. Maybe I'll get a gun and go speed
Let me get
the 405
gun.
Later and see what happens.
Officer, don't you know who I am?
Sorry. Did you say license and registration? I thought you said
get your gun out of the glove compartment.
Glove compartment. The only other time, look, Jim, this has become part of news lore now. The last sentence in the story is the only other time Zimmerman has been seen in public since his acquittal was when he helped rescue four people from an overturned vehicle following a roadway accident. Coincidentally, right near where he shot Trayvon Martin to death. It's so weird.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
And from a PR angle, that is almost never happens. Which it also didn't again. Oh, my God.
Don't you know who I am?
Oh, my God. Douchiest douche nozzle thing to say ever. Didn't you see me? I'm famous.
I've been on TV.
I'm a Fox News superstar.
I wonder if that was the gun he used to shoot Trayvon.
No, that one he didn't get back yet.
Okay.
But, oh, God. Ugh. Okay, Vincent in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the awesome George Zimmerman. Hello, Vince.
Good morning. And how's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. I have a technical question. Now, I know about the gun laws in Texas, but what I want to know, since he came from Florida, aren't there laws about transporting a weapon across state lines?
You would think.
Interesting, although he seems to be so lucky, so incredibly lucky.
Wondering, he's violated some state laws carrying this weapon across
You know
state
what?
Line.
The states he would have had to drive through in order to get to Texas probably have lax gun transportation laws than other states.
Mm. Yes.
So I'm not entirely sure that he broke any
laws.
Yeah,
that's a state thing. Like, can you technically kill an unarmed teenager and then
transport
that gun?
You could come up here.
Right, exactly.
Someplace,
Right. Because you have strict gun laws up there, but, across the states of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, maybe not.
We're going to stop you for not having a gun.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guess that's a state-by-state issue, Chris.
It is.
Yeah. Killed an unarmed teenager who's trying to walk home. Yep. All right. Okay. Daryl in Mobile, you're on the Stephanie. Mobile. Right. Mobile.
I'll have to correct you about Mobile, Stephanie.
Hi, Daryl. Go ahead.
Every time.
I was going through Texas a few years ago, and I'm in law enforcement, and I was going through, and I was speeding, doing 80, and a white guy was ahead of me speeding, and I passed by a state trooper, and he looked at me and pulled me over. I had my police T-shirt on, and he said, I need your license and registration. I said, I have my weapon on my side. You got me?
Yep.
okay. I said, I have my weapon on my side. He said, okay, I need your license registration. I have my weapon on my side. I need your license registration. But he did give me a ticket.
Yikes. Hmm. Yeah, interesting. Hmm. Interesting. I guess you're not quite as awesome as George Zimmerman.
I guess I'm not.
Or the white guy who was speeding ahead of you.
Yeah, when I seen that on the news, I said, wow, what a break.
Yeah, what a break. What a break. You're not quite as, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, maybe white as looking as George Zimmerman. Maybe that's what it is. All right. Wow. Yeah, that's a wow. Just yet another incredible story about how incredible that awesome.
Just so awesome.
He's so awesome.
He's awesome.
Great. He's just great. Okay. All right. Oh,
he can drive as fast as he wants with a gun.
Right.
It's awesome.
Because he's awesome. Because he's the Zimmerman. And the Zimmerman can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were talking yesterday about this Rezla Aslan.
Reza.
What did I say?
Rezla.
Oh, sorry. I morphed both of his names.
You did.
Right.
Rezla Aslan.
Without missing a beat, the Fox News propaganda machine, speaking of the awesome Fox News, continues to pump out more garbage, defending Lauren Green's disastrous interview with religious scholar Rezla Aslan.
Isn't Lauren Green dead? I mean,
no,
Bonanza was a long time ago.
Right,
Lauren.
No,
okay.
Right. This is a different person entirely. On Friday, Aslan had to repeatedly emphasize to Green that he was qualified to write a scholarly work on Jesus because he is a religious scholar, which has nothing to do with his personal faith of Islam. He said, I'm more than willing to talk about the arguments of the book itself, but I do think it's perhaps a bit strange that rather than debating the arguments of the book, we're debating the right of the scholar to actually write it. Brent Bozell?
Yes.
Yes. He went on the Fox News to follow up on that story.
She had every right to ask him, are you being, she's asking him, in effect, do you have a bias? Are you being influenced by your faith to write what you're writing? He should have, first and foremost, said, yes, I am.
But
to deny it shows the arrogance. And you saw his answer. The aloof arrogance. How dare she even ask that question? Mm. If he is going to take the attitude, well, he's just a scholar. He just happens to be Muslim, that he really didn't care about this issue so much. He's not a very good Muslim.
What?
Awesome.
Oh.
Awesome. He's not a very good Muslim now.
He's one of those egghead smarty pants. Which still begs the question, why does Fox News have Pamela Geller on all the time?
Uh-huh.
Noted
right.
Non-Muslim Pamela right. Geller on all the time to
opining
talk about
on Islam.
Islamophobe, mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
Bozell's comment confirms what Esalen said earlier yesterday, that Fox News has an inherent anti-Muslim bias. You think?
Confused, that's yeah.
And anti-intellectual bias.
Yeah.
Oh, little smart pants. Egghead smart pants. You think you're so smart.
A noted brain cell bias.
I do have
too many brain cells.
I do have 4 PhDs.
Right.
Oh, PhD. Mm. You know how to spell PhD. You're so smart.
How do you spell PhD? Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Rhubarb Lady clearly was ready to blow.
Yikes. No wonder our productivity in this country is next to nothing. Because of the interwebs. I blame the interwebs. If you're not looking at turtles boinking, there's Rhubarb Lady has popped up on
crazy
this
rhubarb,
rocketed.
Yeah.
Crazy Rhubarb Lady.
Yep.
Not safe for work.
Totally not safe. And if I bleeped it, there wouldn't be anything left.
No.
So we really can't play it on here.
They're arguing over rhubarb, and who likes rhubarb?
Well,
rhubarb pie is...
I just think I'm going to buy
stringy and sour.
Well, if you...
And they're fighting over rhubarb. What could,
like
explain
sour,
what happened.
And it makes my teeth feel weird.
Rhubarb is growing outside of a fence, but inside the property line of a woman's house in Iowa. So crazy rhubarb lady comes along and thinks she can take the rhubarb. The owner of the house comes out and says, what are you doing? This is my rhubarb. And crazy rhubarb lady goes off on her. That's your name! Where's your name on the rhubarb? You're not anybody rhubarb.
We sent that's what Rosemary Mary is
yes.
like.
Yes.
You know and what?
I don't know if rhubarb grows in Chicago, but I'm just saying if it did.
Well, it grows in Iowa, so micro
right.
in Chicago.
Right.
But the woman comes out of the house and, you know, argues with her for a little bit, and calls her sweetheart at one point. And crazy rhubarb lady says, don't call me sweetheart, honey bun. What are you, an effing Lizzie?
And if you were, who wouldn't want to tap that?
Yeah. I had to
check
watch
her out, Crazy Rhubarb Lady.
I had to watch that a couple of times yesterday. It's straight out of a John Waters movie.
Oh my God!
It really is.
The F word is like a noun, a verb.
Yeah.
Maybe it is John Waters. Maybe it's a
yeah. And she blames the Iranians for stealing her lawnmower.
Sure.
What?
Oh, that's right. She said she can't mow because the Iranians stole
her lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is
well,
awesome.
If it's your property, why don't you mow it?
I can't mow it. The Iranians stole my lawnmower.
That is the ing awesome. All right.
There's apparently a shortage of lawnmowers in Tehran. Okay.
Wow. Well, good okay. To know. Who knew? All right. Well, 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12.
It's on your Facebook page.
Yes, so. It is. Yes, of course it is, as is everything magical in the world, including the turtles boinking.
That's right.
Okay. Robert in South Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Robert.
Well, you mentioned Zimmerman, and my opinion, Mr. Zimmerman knocked on the door of an all-white club, and he was made an honorary member. I think he can pretty well go where he pleases.
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
Realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everybody tries to, you know, make the storyline up about, oh, you know, the media wanted him to be a white Hispanic. He identified himself as a white Hispanic.
Well, that's what he would do, I think.
Right,
you know.
Right. There you go. Okay.
South American with a German name. When has that happened before?
Huh. Hello, Ron in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie. I love listening to your show.
Thank
it's
you.
Really good.
Thank you.
Hey, definitely wanted to talk about the Zimmerman thing, but like I said, like I was telling your screener, I mean, as African Americans, we're definitely watching this, and we're watching, you know, what happened after the case, but we're also watching, comparing the Zimmerman case to what's going on with Marissa Alexander in Florida. We're
right.
Also looking at what's going on, comparing that with what's going on with Jordan Davis. I know the one in Florida recently, the guy had received life, which was what
yeah.
needed to happen. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot of black folks that have the incredible streaks of luck that George Zimmerman has had regarding law enforcement. That's interesting.
Yeah, and what, you know, and like I said, just mentioning to myself, one other thing I wanted to mention is I am a gun owner, but one thing I want to mention is the racial divide is among gun owners as well, because
oh.
a lot of us, I have a younger brother that grew up in Florida, okay?
Right.
And I can relate very much to, probably not Trevon, but his brother. Because I could imagine if that happened to my brother, God help him. Because,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't mean to make threats and anything
right.
like that.
Right.
But the point
well,
is.
Well, I mean,
I
Ron, it is ironic that, you know, in case you've just tuned in, people had no. So George Zimmerman gets pulled over for speeding in Texas, has a gun in his glove compartment, and gets let off with a warning.
Yep.
And the officers can be heard on tape saying, calm down, don't play with your firearm. I mean, Ron, honestly, once again, you go, would that have ended the same way with a black guy? I wonder.
Yeah, and like I said, and I know the laws about firearm ownership, you know, concealed carry, as well as, like, you know, what you do with a firearm. And, yes, you as a holder or as a transporter, you know, you don't mess with your gun. I mean,
yeah.
the laws are
well,
different.
And, Ron, I'm just putting out there, do you think if you would, let's just make up some wildly fictional storyline, like if you had killed an unarmed black teenager, do you think the police would, A, let you off without even an investigation, just take your word for it, then, B, call you to let you know there's been an accident so you can show up and look like a hero, and then, C, you're pulled over for speeding and playing with your gun in your gun compartment, you know, your glove compartment and told, oh, fine, just let, you know, have a safe trip, let you go with a warning?
What would have probably happened for me is that if I, you know, if I was in Texas or any other state, to be honest, and I was pulled over like that, and then I was playing with my gun, most likely, and I have friends who are police officers, they probably would have their hand on their pistol and say, sir, you need to pull your hand away from your glove compartment right now.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And that's an order that's given.
Yeah.
So once that order, and once that order is given, you have to abide by that order. So if you are, and that's really, really for the police officer's safety. So I'm not, you know, you understand, you know, it's really
yeah.
for the police officer's safety. So, you know, the fact that it's almost like a double standard, and that's what we're seeing is a double standard. That's, you know, that's what we're watching, and that's what we're seeing, and that's what we're observing, you know, this double standard that's happening. And like
yeah.
I said, and
well,
I said,
yes,
I
and that's why
like,
trained professionals need to be in these situations. Like, for instance, if he even would have said, hello, I'm from Neighborhood Watch, and I have a gun, what are you doing here? That would have been at least a fair, a fairer warning.
Sure.
Something. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I am a very famous minor television personality.
I'll say it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Mary in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mook.
Good morning.
I'm calling. The thing that really concerns me about this whole George Zimmerman thing is that it appears that he's headed my way. And, you know, we got enough crazy here in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm the 10 in Tucson.
Importing that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really concerned. Yeah, and Chris, you should know, you can't spell crazy without AZ.
That's right.
There you go. John in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Steph. I think that it's George Zimmerman, the good thing about him being pulled over in Texas is that it gives us an opportunity to come out and hate George Zimmerman more and point out the fact that we hate him and all the crazies that call in. If I were him, I'd carry a gun, too, because somebody's going to shoot at the guy when they see him just based on what I hear on the radio, mostly left-wing radio.
Have you really? Have you heard me or any, who have you heard say hate him? Have you ever heard me say I hate George Zimmerman? I think he is guilty of murder.
George Zimmerman. What I've heard you say is that he's a racist, that he got away with murder,
yes.
That he's driving
yes.
around playing with his gun in his
right.
car.
Yes.
From what the reports I heard,
right.
he wasn't playing with his gun. It was in his glove box. And again,
right. And the officer said, calm down, don't play with your firearm.
Yeah, of course. Do you mean he literally meant he had it in his hand playing with it? I mean, are you that silly?
What did he mean by it then? It's so silly.
So he was driving down the road with a gun in his hand playing with it. And a police officer.
The officer is on tape saying, calm down, don't play with your firearm.
I saw the tape. I saw the tape,
right.
But I saw it in context, not with you, with your hatred.
Do you think,
me?
Hatred.
Right. Hatred
yes,
right. This
hatred.
Is all about me hating Hispanics. That's what this is about.
A lot, no, well,
right.
George Zimmerman, but he's a Hispanic or a Jew, one or the other, because Zimmerman's a Jewish name.
It's a German name.
But you hate
it's
him.
A German name.
You hate him. I mean,
it's
that's
a German
the bottom
name.
Line.
Zimmerman is a Shriner. Not the guys with the fezzes.
How can you hate anyone so obviously awesome?
He's so awesome. He's awesome. Look at him playing with his gun. He's so awesome.
It's just another great adventure
but,
of the Zimmerman.
Yeah, that's the real problem.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Who came to this planet from a strange and faraway place and settled in Florida,
Florida,
where he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. His American way.
Help me, George Zimmerman. You're my only hope.
The Adventures of Zimmerman.
That's just so silly. That's so silly that I think somehow that might have ended differently for someone else.
That's silly.
He was playing with their gun.
Have we ever mentioned his race?
He self-identifies as a white Hispanic, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't mention it this morning. Why?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've said it. I think he's a doofus wannabe cop.
That's
I've
what
not
he is.
Said I hate him. Elaine in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller
Trollbegon.
Show.
Trollbegon. We need some Trollbegon.
Hello, Trollbegon.
Hi. I just wanted to say, I think George Zimmerman was, based on his pattern of behavior, I think he was determined that he was going to kill someone. I think he wanted to shoot somebody, and if it hadn't been this young man, he would have found someone else. If you look at the pattern of behavior that he had displayed prior to this murder, it was to, you know, call the law and say, oh, I see this suspicious person. So he
right.
was aching to do that. I also think that the prosecution in Florida had a weak showing, partly maybe not even in their consciousness, but partly because they didn't want to address the whole issue of the stand your ground vigilante justice that they have created there. And I think that we'll see more of this kind of thing now that, you know, everybody's gone crazy and by God, they're going to keep the peace and take care of themselves and their families.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's go to LaVon in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, LaVon.
Hey there, Stephanie. First of all, I love you guys. Been listening to
you
for years.
Thank you.
I want to tell that guy that called in that Zimmerman doesn't have to worry about us left-wing nuts because we don't run around shooting people.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean...
You know what I mean?
Well, did you hear, LaVon, this whole, this ridiculous rescue story that, the family canceled? And, of course, they tried to put out there, they canceled because of threats from Trayvon Martin supporters.
Right.
It's like, oh, right.
Well,
right.
Just about everything they put out is just, BS.
Like our previous caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saying, it's our hatred that's George Zimmerman that's causing all the problems.
Because he's Hispanic.
What? Right. Well, you're right. We have not sprayed in a while.
Are you tired of cranky callers and childish chatters who only want a harsher talk show buzz? You've spent a lot of time and effort producing the best show possible, only to have them poop in your punch bowl.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Please. Introducing Troll Be Gone, the strongest solution for ridding your calls and chat rooms of troublemaking trolls. Just one spray, and Troll Be Gone.
I've been a chat room moderator for years. I used to fight with trolls all the time. Now I just spray them away from Ustream, live blogs, Twitter feeds, and Facebook profiles. Apply liberally, and it lasts for weeks.
Check out Troll Be Gone in action.
I'm a small business owner.
Look at the monkey.
Ow, ow, ow. I try to listen to both sides.
Order Troll Be Gone today. Now available in our 5-gallon concentrate.
You know what?
Hi, Mary. Rob in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rob.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Listened to some conservative talk show this morning, and they just think George Zimmerman is adorable. They think it's just so cute. And I'm not exaggerating. They just think it's cute the way he got pulled over, and he immediately told the officer he had a gun, and he's a law-abiding guy, and he's going by the rules. And it's unfortunate now that people know where he is. Maybe somebody will take a shot at him. And they're just making this guy a hero. And it's just terrible because they're holding up his behavior as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And they failed to see the racism that if the colors were reversed, clearly a black guy shooting a white kid like that, same situation, he's going to jail. It's just, I don't care if he's in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, it would seem like he would be your worst example of the Second Amendment. I mean, why would you pick this guy? I mean, he seems to absolutely prove the point of gun control, folks, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that he's a bad poster boy for gun control. He's a poster boy for not having concealed carry. I'll tell you something.
Yeah, he's a poster boy for gun control. You're right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. I'm an attorney, and based on the law that they have in Florida, the verdict was correct. But the problem is, half the country is failing to admit that the racism involved, clearly that if the roles were reversed, that the guy would go to jail. And they failed to see that. And they failed to recognize that. That's the racist part of it.
Right. Right. Well, exactly. And I think that anybody that has any kind of common sense looks at that situation and saw it for what it was. So, I mean, this is a...
Well, Zimmerman knew there had been burglaries in that complex there. And he was determined to go kill somebody.
Right.
You know,
right.
And, be the heroic non-cop to save the day.
Yeah. All right. By the way, Tommy sent us the this just in for Nurse Jackie. Healthcare costs rise at the slowest rate in 50 years. The White House announced on Monday the 1.1% increase in personal consumption spending over the 12 months ending in May was due to decreases in hospital and nursing home services. The law is not affecting job growth in industries that have traditionally not provided health insurance for their employees, such as restaurants, was higher. Restaurant sales and employment have increased more than any other retail sales industry since the law was signed, at about 11% for employment and 17% of retail sales, and weekly hours also have grown about 3% since the law was signed. So, hey, why not shut down the government over Obamacare?
Yeah.
Why not? Jay Carney talking about the Obamacare.
In fact, we are consistently seeing in states across the country that premiums are lower than expected.
Oh no. Bad news for Republicans. And here he is again.
There will be substantial deficit reduction as the Affordable Care Act is implemented.
There's that. All y'all's fiscal hawks out there. Representative Gene Green of Texas.
As we know, there have been a lot of talking points on the other side about the train wreck. He made the commitment that this will roll out.
Yeah.
And
that's a Democrat from Texas.
Right, right. Senator...
You're used to Republicans being from Texas, but he's a good Democrat from Texas.
You may recognize him as the food critic in Ratatouille. Here he is, Senator Ted Cruz.
Harry Reid and President Obama would scream and yell, those mean, nasty Republicans are threatening to shut down the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And at that point, we've got to make the case and say, we want to fund the federal government. And why is President Obama threatening to shut down the entire federal government in order to force Obamacare down our throats?
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, you mean fund a law that was passed and then, by the way, they said, oh, the referendum on this will be the 2012 election. Won that in the landslide. They said, oh, the Supreme Court's going to rule it. Supreme Court up.
Right.
The president's
going to shutting down the government by putting in something that everyone wants. That's just stupid.
By funding the law of the
funding
land.
Funding the law of the land. How dare he? Who does he think he is?
And why are Republicans obsessed with ramming things down people's throats?
Yeah, that's interesting.
The mind reels.
But not in a gay way.
No.
No. Representative Marsha Blackburn, please and thank you, Republican of Tennessee.
If the Speaker and others are wanting to wait and do something comprehensive, I don't see that working in the House. Our goal is to push things as far to the right as we possibly can and meet our obligation to effectively govern.
Wow. Well, they admitted what they're doing.
Wow.
Our job is to move it farther and farther to the right.
You can't do both of those things. Push everything as far to the right as you can and effectively govern. I mean, there's a piece in Salon. The Republican Party is now paralyzed. I mean, in case you thought it could not get any worse, it just did. Refusing to even consider the president's proposal yesterday shows they can't even help their own constituents now. And they were talking about, the Salon piece is talking about their Obama stand, still president, still finding no serious partner with whom to bargain. And they talk about the original grand bargain was truly sweeping. What he just proposed yesterday was far more modest, and yet Republican resistance is, if anything, even firmer. This time around, Obama's essentially asking to trade a cut to corporate tax rates in exchange for greater investment in jobs programs and public infrastructure, a perfectly sensible deal, too, in which each side gets something they've long wanted, each side gives something the other. Something they'd in a perfect world probably rather not. Needless to say, Republicans hate it. It's a big deal when the litmus test for Republicans becomes opposition to anything and everything one man attempts and with what's best for the people coming in a distant second. That's what they consider, what did she just say? Governing effectively?
Yeah.
Is saying no to everything and pushing everybody as far to the right as possible. Can. That's not effective. That's the opposite of effectively governing. Mm-hmm. You are an moron.
I don't think she understands how government works.
Oh, God. All right. I'm exhausted. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, so we posted the turtles boinking.
Yes.
That is a YouTube sensation. We just try to share.
We do.
What is in the,
what is
the ether.
Exactly.
Right.
What people are talking about.
Right. It's on our Facebook page. And someone wrote in the comment section.
Yes. Listener Jacob wrote, isn't it frustrating that with all the things going on, you spend most of your time discussing these insignificant sex stories? There's only so many hours of progressive radio in our country a day. Imagine if you spent as much time talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership as you do about Anthony Weiner. People might know what it is.
I was just going to talk about the
Right.
Yes. And then later on, listener Carrie wrote, if they, quote, spent as much time talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership as you do about Anthony Weiner, unquote, we'd all look like the turtle on the bottom.
A little bored. Yeah. The turtle on the bottom looks a little bored, which is the funniest thing about it. That's the turtle on top, just in case you're wondering.
And the poor girl on the bottom is like,
are you done yet?
Is it in yet?
Really? Trans-Pacific Partnership. Okay. Jim thinks that that's, I don't know, Dennis Rodman going to visit Kim Jong-un. We don't really know what
it is. Trans-Pacific, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like a basketball.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, all right. Thanks for that, Jacob. Wow.
Good Lord. The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Thanks, Jacob.
That is not an insignificant sex story, particularly not to the turtle on the bottom.
That's right.
It's not insignificant what's happening there. Okay. Okay. Oh, he's repositioned. Oh, that was the right spot. Okay, that's the right spot.
Wait, I'm
getting... Oh, okay, oh, that's it.
There.
That's the spot.
I'm Seth. Almost...
All right, stop it.
Seth, what do you think of that?
Seth in New Jersey. Tell me about the Trans-Pacific Partnership again. Okay,
hi, 70. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Just want to say, a first-time caller, recently discovered your show on SiriusXM, and just want to say I really enjoy it. Very funny. But
thank you.
One thing I wanted to say about George Zimmerman is that, you know, eventually his lies are going to find him out. I mean, everybody's lies find them out eventually.
That's right.
So, but and then also, how do you deal with all these retards calling in?
Oh dear. Okay. We went from magically from the overly PC liberal to the really not so PC liberal. Okay.
Great.
All right. Shayla in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Shayla.
Hi, Stephanie. This is my first time calling in. I just don't understand why Zimmerman is so above the law. Like, he done murdered a little boy.
Right.
Who's not much younger than me.
Right.
Then he has a firearm, and a police officer says, sir, stop playing with your firearm. Like, I don't understand this whatsoever. Like, why is he so above the law?
Yeah. I mean, the cop is heard twice on the tape saying, calm down. Or don't get excited. I mean, so he clearly was getting agitated, and for what?
And if he,
and, I mean, he was obviously speeding. I mean, he got pulled over for speeding, as you do when you're speeding, right?
Yes, but if he can get away with killing one person, what makes you think he won't do it again?
Yeah, well, right, and claim the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he felt threatened.
Threatened.
Yeah. Paul in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Stephanie. Gentlemen, morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I just want to tell you I'm from Detroit. I'm a United States Marine Corps combat engineer. I'm only saying that, you know, I've been around. I have a very diverse group of friends. Mm-hmm. And real quick on the George Zimmerman situation, the police officer didn't say stop. He said don't. Stop meaning that it would be in action, in motion, like he was doing it currently. He could have just said, don't play with your gun while I go look at your license.
Okay.
I just don't understand. You know, I'm just saying.
Why do you have to tell him to calm down twice?
No, because he was probably agitated. I'm not taking that away from him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But I guess I get confused because I don't understand why, not to be insensitive, but why this situation is so important in the black culture, and other people for that matter, when in Detroit, Baltimore,
in the black culture?
Yes, I
think it's important to anyone that thinks that unarmed teenagers shouldn't be shot dead when they're walking home with candy.
First off, with all due respect, he wasn't a child. He was a 17-year-old, 6 foot.
He just turned 17. That's you consider that
right,
an adult?
But he wasn't 9 years old. He's not a child.
Oh, well, so it's okay.
So it's
shot.
Okay to shoot him if he's walking home.
He's 17. He should be bulletproof.
Is that in the eyes of the law, George Zimmerman got out of his car, which was ill-advised, but he wasn't breaking the law, and a man
he was asked not to get out of his car. By
Right, but it's not illegal what he did. And observing someone is not illegal. I'm trying to say what information...
He wasn't observing him, he was following him.
Yeah.
Okay, is that illegal? I'm asking you.
First of all, in any neighborhood watch handbook, it says do not do anything. Take no action, call the authorities. That's exactly what the 911 operator told him. Yeah. Do not do that. We don't need you to do that.
To your point, I just want to ask your opinion on this. If I was a neighbor, not neighborhood watch, and I was getting out of my home, and I happened to just follow that same path that George Zimmerman had followed that evening, and it was dark, and what under the eyes of the law that the judge and the jury and everyone seemed to see that evening was that Trayvon had turned around. I'm saying what the court thought. That he turned around and started with Zimmerman because he saw him. He called Cracker Ass Cracker, whatever it was. That supposedly
he didn't
it was
call dead. Him anything. He
on the phone to
okay
Rachel,
on his phone to his friend Paul. Answer me one thing. Why wouldn't George Zimmerman have said, "Hey, I'm neighborhood watch guy. What are you doing?" He never identified
That's
himself.
Right.
He didn't say, "Hey, I'm armed. What are you doing here?" I mean, whatever.
Well, none of us were there, and I'm not saying that he did by any stretch of the.
He doesn't claim he ever told Trayvon he was armed and he was a neighborhood watch.
No interaction with him.
I'm agreeing with you 100%, but my point, what I was just making, if I was a neighbor just walking behind and Trayvon supposedly did the same thing and then attacked me, and
but we don't know that he did that.
You're taking George Zimmerman. That's the whole point.
It's his word, the guy with the gun.
Right, since when did a cop just take your word for whatever happened?
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Is that what happened? Fine.
All right. Done.
Yeah.
Go home.
We don't have the other side to listen to because the other side is dead.
Thank you. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Damien in Pennsylvania writes, Steph, all of the blurred lines, our current obsession.
Yes.
The Robin Thicke song. He wants to know, when did Dana Loesch become a backup singer? Yeah, I don't know. Funny.
Stephanie Miller.
All right. You could alternatively put a boinking turtle in there. It's almost the same. No. All right. So, in case you haven't heard it, dozens of gay couples began tying the knot early this morning at Minneapolis City Hall as Minnesota became the latest state to legalize same-sex marriage. Hooray. And so, you know, there's the gays are icky crowd has been out in full force. However, as you know, every straight couple ever is so romantic. They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect love story.
Uh-oh.
A Tennessee woman is accused of hiding meth in her dentures so she could pass it to her would-be husband in jail.
As you do.
According to video. Breida West had planned to marry an inmate at Huntsville Detention Center and inquired as to how she would be able to kiss him. The video says after an officer noticed she was having trouble keeping her dentures in place, they investigated and allegedly found a package of meth between her gums and her fake teeth.
Oh, boy. That's true love.
They're straight, and that is love. Okay. Would you smuggle meth in your dentures for somebody? I mean, come on.
No.
That is love.
No.
All right. Oh, speaking of love, this is actually a question. Robert, let's see, writes, Steph, I have a problem which I thought you'd be able to help with. I'm not sure I can even, I can barely help myself with anything. I'm not sure I can help you, but all right. Since I don't know many gay adult people. Oh, hello. I'm in the process of adopting a new teenage daughter who happens to be a lesbian. She comes from an abusive, ultra-right-wing household and is just starting the healing process. I was furious when California passed Prop 8, as we had to sit and let the self-righteous hate mongers on the right pretend their law was about anything but their religion for 5 years. During that time period, I stopped speaking with my grandfather and cousin over this issue. I knew there were kids out there like my soon-to-be daughter and adults as well, suffering from their second-class citizen status in our insane society. The rage I felt at their support of any and all anti-gay stuff and anything hard right-wing in general has not abated since the Supreme Court struck the law down. They are unrepentant, and I am still not speaking to them. It offends me, a straight man, down to my very atoms, that these kinds of people dare to take the positions they do and wield the hatred they do as a function of majority mob rule. My question is, should I give them another chance or keep the ties severed and their hate away from my family? I never really liked my cousin. He's always been an a-hole.
All right.
But in the past, I had liked my grandfather. But I just cannot find it in myself to forgive them or anyone that dared to take the stand they did and continue to do against civil rights for all citizens in our non-theocratic country. I'm not interested in convincing them or changing their minds. They are the kinds of stubborn bigots who would only recant on their deathbeds. My question is mostly for me, and your experience is hating the other side more damaging to us in the long run? Yes, I think so, yes. Or does it breed the determination to see this through to the end, where one day even kids in Alabama and North Carolina won't have to suffer as second-class citizens anymore? Help. This is a personal question for everybody. It's hard to mm-hmm. know how to... I would say that, yes, hardening your position and hating does not help. So I would try to reach out, and if they remain a-holy... Then at least you tried. So there, that's my advice for what it's worth. Oh, Cal, for instance, Mississippi Delta good old boy.
Uh-huh.
A love letter for me.
Okay.
Straight dude. your show, which, you know, that subject line never, normally does not end well for me. However, this time it did. I probably do not agree with you on 90+ percent of your views, but damn, girl, you look so great presenting them. I have to watch the show from time to time. Cal, a Mississippi good old boy. Hi, Cal.
Okay, then.
All right, whatever. Whatever gets you here, that's fine. Did you see this? Let's see, who sent this? Greg, leaked audio tape proves Republicans are conspiring to manufacture Obama scandals. Huh, that seems so shocking to...
Gee, no, to people who have not paid attention to anything.
Right. A secret audio tape of the May 8th meeting of the conservative group Groundswell shows the group using their collective power to pressure elected Republicans into making something out of the now-debunked Benghazi scandal. They want a special committee or else. Yeah, we really have not gotten to the bottom of that.
And you know who's involved with Groundswell?
Who?
Ginny Thomas.
Yes, the wife of sitting Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
That's
right?
What he said.
Right. What he said.
Isn't she the one who made the drunken
yes.
phone calls?
Who
allegedly.
Hasn't? Who hasn't?
Well.
But at 7:30 in the morning? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, Alan West is in that group. Ginny Thomas, Breitbart people, etc. Birther Frank Gaffney reminded John Boehner and Daryl Issa their donors are getting restless, a.k.a. deliver us an Obama scandal where your PAC gets it. Jerry Boykin of the family...
Boykin.
I was thinking of the turtles.
Okay.
Jerry Boykin of the Family Research Council said, we're not backing away from a special committee, but we kind of have a pledge from ISA and the speaker. The tape of the meeting was published by Crooks and Liars. Well, isn't that something? Daryl ISA cooking up in fact, I believe, Dan Pfeiffer, the White House spokesman.
Yeah.
In explicit terms, he said the controversy surrounding the IRS screening of Tea Party groups, saying it had been drummed up by Republicans to falsely imply presidential involvement. He said any whiffs of wrongdoing should be looked at and addressed, but he said accusations the administration played a role in or was at fault for the agency conduct were completely false. He said the allegation was by many Republicans the White House was directing the IRS to target Tea Party groups. That was the allegation, and that has turned out to be completely false. There is no evidence to suggest that. Now it has turned out the IRS was not just targeting conservative groups, but also looking at a large number of progressive groups as well. So that changes the dynamic of what it was. Huh, and right on cue, maybe after this secret meeting, ICE announced he was seeking a new investigation by the IG into whether the IRS targeted conservative groups after they received tax-exempt status. He said, we still don't know the motivations of senior IRS officials involved in the systematic targeting and disparate treatment of the Tea Party applicants.
It's a lie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Really? Really? They really are. They're just taking marching orders from these right-wing crazies.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Lynn in Mobile, Alabama.
God, we do that every single time.
I'm so sorry. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Glad to finally get on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment about the Zimmerman case and tell you that the local affiliate, NBC affiliate here in Mobile, ran a segment a few days ago on the Zimmerman case, and it wasn't news, although they tried to portray it as news, but it was basically an editorial. And what brings this to mind was the gentleman who was on earlier where he might be getting some of his misinformation.
Right.
But this was an editorial piece in which they went on and on and on about how the major news media nationwide had distorted the whole case and the issue at hand and had tried to interject a racist component, which, of course, did not exist. I called him on it. I told him, I said, this is... You know, this is right down the Fox method of doing things. I said that segment was neither news or relevant, and I resented the fact that they tried to pass it off as news. But they told me that it was a syndicated piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So
that's where it started. That Fox News decided this George Zimmerman was a hero,
right.
I guess. Danette in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Danette.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yeah, you have had so much on today. My head is swirling.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you're sexy doing it, I have to say.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. and that is from...
What is happening today? Is it the turtles that's making everybody crazy? What's going on?
I think so.
All right, go ahead.
From your straight friend, I just wanted to say that the Republicans are the textbook example of insane, because they keep doing the same thing over and over again. I was listening to some spittle from that dude, that big, heavy, bloated guy that likes to, you know, be misogynistic with women. I don't want to mention his name, but I think you can probably get the picture. That big guy that likes to smoke, you know, and talk to a microphone.
Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Yes. It was very subtle, but yes.
Yes.
Although you could, for a minute, you could have been describing almost anybody on the right wing, but okay, yes.
Well, yes. And so what I wanted to say was, I realized yesterday in listening to some stuff from him that they failed in their plan. Their plan was to make President Obama a one-term president.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they failed miserably. And I'm waiting for the day that they pack up and they go home. Is that going to happen, or are we going to have this ad nauseum forever because Democrats are going to be elected, or at least we pray and hope, and I will go and vote for Democrats, for the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, I think Marsha Blackburn summed it up. It makes no sense. These two things cannot exist together. Which
if the Speaker and others are wanting to wait and do something comprehensive, I don't see that working in the House.
No.
Our goal is to push things as far to the right as we possibly can and meet our obligation to effectively govern.
Right.
Those
two things.
They're not compatible.
Right. Right. You see, effectively governing means there's two. It's a two-party system currently.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Did you hear that Mitt Romney has denied talking about the 47%?
Oh, really?
Even though he's on camera.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And on tape.
He says he was taken out of context.
Oh.
It was not edited. There
no,
was no context.
I saw the video.
There was all kinds of context.
Okay. All right.
That wasn't me. That was some other guy.
Hmm. Interesting. Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie. He's going the Dick Cheney route. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. It's on tape. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I didn't
say that. Wasn't me.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey, good morning. I'm not saying anything because I'm going to deny that I said any of this.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I didn't
regardless
even hear that.
Of what you have. Okay. Now, you know, as a frequent caller, I would like to take 30 seconds and offer these new callers some rules to remember when they call
please.
The show.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Sue's rules, please, for callers
please.
To the Stephanie Miller program.
A little background music. Thank you so much. Yes, you may wait a long time to get on the phone. Don't tell her. You don't need to tell them.
I don't
no.
care. I do not care how long you've been waiting.
Right. Do not ask how they are. They're fine or they wouldn't be there.
I'm fine.
Right.
And no one really cares.
Okay.
I don't
get
even care how
point.
I am.
No pausing, hemming, hawing, sighing. Get your point. Write it down if you can't remember it.
Exactly.
Number one thing hosts hate the most of anything in the world, I was just telling your
screener.
Nobody cares! Oh! Travis is like invisible to me. I don't care what you told him. It does not happen until you tell me.
Do not curse or use non-PC words. You will be dumped.
Right.
Despite the Republicans, we still do have an FCC.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And finally, do not proposition any of them, especially Stephanie. That's what strange women on airplanes are for.
Thank you very much, Sue. Thank you. That's a lovely set of rules. I apologize, Travis. It's just you are supposed to be the invisible man.
As I was telling your screener, I'm not supposed to talk to the screener.
As I was telling your screener, who told me not, don't say I was, as I was telling your screener.
We don't need you to do that.
We don't need you to do that. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Janine in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Janine.
Hi. Trayvon could not legally enter into a contract, get married, or join the Marines like your previous caller without his parents' consent.
Right.
If Trayvon were seduced by a teacher at his school, that teacher would be facing jail time for having sex with a minor. I'm sick and tired of people who cannot for once put themselves in the shoes of a frightened 17-year-old kid being stalked in a car and then followed on foot by someone who most likely had that gun out and exposed. Trayvon was convicted of being tall and black and was handed the harshest sentence with just death.
Yeah. I'm
tired of it. I can't.
Well, you know, somebody, Janine, there was a thing I was reading yesterday. It was on Daily Cost. But imagine if it was a teenage girl. I mean, and not that that should make any difference, but I mean, it is just interesting how you're absolutely right. You have to, people just look at what Fox News did. They smeared a dead teenager, this whole thug dressing like a gangster, like whatever. Can you imagine if, you know, you had a teenage daughter that there's some creepy guy following her and, you know, she does whatever and he shoots her dead? Like what?
Well, according to Geraldo, if you're dressed like a thug, so I guess according to Geraldo, if you had a skirt on that was too short or too tight, and you were dressed like a whore. You deserve
what if,
like
you dressed with a towel around your waist?
Yeah,
like Geraldo.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yes. Oh, sending selfies on the on the Twitter
machine.
Can't
scrub that out of my mind's eye.
Oof. Hello, Carl in Las Vegas.
Hello. How are you today, Stephanie?
Good. Go ahead.
I think we need to turn the tides on these George Zimmermans. People know who they are. You've gone out and you're outside and you see these guys walking around your neighborhood with guns on their sides. And we need to turn the tides on them. We need to use a stand your ground law against them, and we need to start shooting them.
Oh, no.
Well,
let's not encourage that sort of thing. Okay. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm just so sick of this Zimmerman thing. Just one of the many despicable things that's come out of this is that they've changed the, even though they didn't cite the law in the case, they've changed the underlying foundation for the way that the law is interpreted. So here, Zimmerman, is doing all this stuff, following this kid, stalking him, clearly presenting a threat to them, but because the jury was told you can only look at the circumstances right around in the actual event where maybe he felt like he was threatened.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, James,
point,
and that's the biggest lie. I don't know if you've seen the montage of all of these right-wing commentators saying stand your ground had nothing to do with it. It absolutely did. It was in the jury instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that wasn't the official defense is, you know, it's irrelevant.
It's ludicrous.
Right. Thank you. And despicable. Beverly in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bev.
Hello. Something much more fun to talk about. Mayor Filner.
Yes.
This man is 70 years old. He's been the mayor for about 3 minutes. He was in Congress for, I don't know how long, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever complained about this guy, or did they sweep it under the rug? Isn't it weird that all of a sudden his behavior is like crazy and... Where was it before he became mayor?
Yeah. Well, you got. Although today you have to give the giant ball award to his attorney, who, in case you had not heard, he criticized San Diego for not providing sexual harassment training to the mayor, saying if there's failure to do so violated law, if there's any liability, all the city will almost certainly be liable for failing to prevent harassment.
Sadly.
Right.
He's probably right.
Wow.
Right. Right. You see what you did there, San Diego? You made him do this.
You made him
no
lick that woman's cheek.
No one specifically trained him that you're not supposed to lick
you
a woman's
made
cheek.
Me grope her.
Right.
I didn't want to do it.
Right. Yeah. As Jim said earlier, what? I'm not supposed to eat dog off the sidewalk?
Why didn't anyone tell me?
No one sent me to a class of any kind. Now I'm sick.
You know, Travis used to be a journalist in San Diego, and he had dealings with Filner. I wonder if Filner ever licked the side of Travis's cheek.
I wonder. Well, I make him come to work without panties, but that's, you know. Mama needs a little something at her age.
Sure, you
a little
know.
Something, a little eye candy, something, something.
What, I'm not good enough? Or am I getting a little too long in the tooth?
Yeah, you're getting a little. The thrill was gone from that.
Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone.
Anyway, stay classy, San Diego. Awesome. Awesome. That's what you did, San Diego. Not staying classy at all. Forcing Bob Filner to headlock women and... What? I didn't have a class. I didn't know that you weren't supposed to restrain a woman in a headlock.
There are reports...
She won't stop squirming. Why? How are you supposed to make her stay still so you can grab her?
Please. There are reports coming out of San Diego this morning that it was Filner himself that canceled... The sexual harassment training
classes.
Yeah,
he had a thing with a girl.
Yes, sure. Within a month after he took office.
Yes, right.
He had some cheek licking to do.
Yes.
So,
yeah, he probably, you know, he felt he didn't need that, apparently. Okay. He could teach the course, apparently.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's what you...
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
And certainly don't do this.
And absolutely.
This, you might get away with that, but not that!
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You'll find that with
Stephanie Miller,
love and a true belief, all manner of miracles are possible.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, where dreams come true. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800, where dreams come to die, actually.
Well,
1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Tommy in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I just want to make a comment. I've seen on the Sean Hannity show that when George Zimmerman was interviewed and Sean Hannity asked him that if he could do anything over, would he change anything?
Yeah.
And the man said no.
No.
And
it was God's will.
Yeah, it was God's will. And if this man has any, calls himself a religious human being, he's got a lot of reckoning to do with his maker when he meets him.
Yeah, I mean, that you're absolutely right, Tommy. That, to me, was the most egregious part of this. If he had ever even expressed any remorse, like, oh, yeah, I wish I'd stayed in my car, or, oh, there's a, innocent teenager that's dead, or, oh, I wish, like, but really? I wouldn't do anything different?
I'm sorry. I've been in trouble with the law before in my life when I was younger. But what I'm getting at is the only people in my life that I've ever met who made that statement were convicted murderers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why remorse is part of sentencing hearings. I mean, unbelievable. By the way, I have seen this picture now of Mitch McConnell, which is hilarious. He looks like he's doing your impression of him because he's seen his new poll numbers.
Oh, no. I'm just kind of retreated myself.
New poll numbers released Thursday hold troubling signs for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. A PPP poll, Allison Lundgren Grimes, who I'm hearing is quite awesome, blah, 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 leads the longtime senator by 1 point, 45% to 44%, which is fairly stunning. When reached for comment, he said... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. We didn't mean to interrupt you, Elaine Chao. We're sorry. We're sorry, Senator. Slam. Sorry. We'll come back later. He's also, and he's also getting teabagged. He's getting a Tea Party challenger to primary him in Kentucky as well.
After 30 years in Washington, Mitch McConnell no longer represents what we believe here in Kentucky.
Was there a sound of his
Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell replied. Yeah, he said... Well, I was actually looking for the real one.
Okay.
Either one.
Well, I think all of you know I love a good campaign, and I think we'll have one.
I'm sorry, are you guys done yet? You and Elaine Chao done? We wanted to ask one more thing. We have a follow-up question. All right. Fred
she just did her eye roll. Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
I did not know turtles made a sound when they had sex. That is weird.
Or they could roll their eyes in disgust.
Fred in New Hampshire, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. I wonder, do you think female turtles normally make a sound and she's just not having a good time?
I have no idea.
Or is it only the male? Is there anybody?
It's only the male.
Is there a scientist?
Why don't we get a zoologist on?
Right. I want to know. Do the male turtle make sound, or is he just particularly bad at it? And she's just like, ugh.
Go ahead, Fred.
All right, Fred. Sorry.
Sorry. I just want to say I really think that the genesis of this insanity of people supporting Zimmerman, of the Republican Party being misogynist and trying to get rid of women's rights and abortion rights and all this. Really, if you look at it, it all stems from giving people like this a platform and a voice through right-wing radio and TV. I think that people like Hannity, Limbaugh, and all these other kooks out there give a legitimacy to racism and to misogyny and everything else that goes with it. And all these gun control nuts, they all feel like, hey, people are talking about this on the radio. You know, it must be somewhat right. to be this way, to be homophobic and everything else that goes with
it. Well, listen, you know, we can, and Fred, we can disagree with you know, policies, but I mean, at least their heroes used to be, I don't know, Eisenhower, Reagan. Now it's George Zimmerman. Is somehow a Republican Party hero? Really? What has happened in this country is my point. Ron in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ron.
Well, hello, Stephanie. That's first-time caller. Since Fox News can do hypotheticals on Trayvon Martin, let's hypothetical do a hypothetical on Mr. Zimmerman. Why was he agitated by the police officer in Forney, Texas, pulling him over? Did he have something to hide?
Yeah. It's yet another suspicious story about George Zimmerman. I mean, who gets pulled over for speeding? The cop is heard on the tape saying, "Settle down. I need you to calm down. Stop playing with your firearm." And he just gets let go with a warning?
Yeah. Yeah, if I were a cop and the guy were playing with his firearm, I'd get a little nervous.
Yeah, tiny bit. Arlene in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Arlene.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Just a comment on the mayor of San Diego.
Yes.
I'm a mental health professional.
Oh.
And I just wondered if perhaps, since it's never been reported before, any of this behavior, if it may be some kind of a mental condition related to his getting older. It doesn't take away from what he's done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, but although it seems like quite a pattern of behavior, you know, over time, so I don't know.
Could be dementia.
Well,
yeah,
that wasn't
in the early stages of it.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it could be. All right, so as we reported earlier, fugitive former U.S. Spy agency contractor Edward Snowden, he's out of the,
the Moscow Sparrow.
Right. He's
Or maybe it was a Chuck E. Cheese. For no reason.
Russia has granted him temporary asylum. Well, it looks like for 1 year. The White House has signaled President Obama could consider boycotting a planned summit with Putin in early September, so we shall see what happens.
Or he might have been at the Wetzel's Pretzels.
Oh,
that's
true.
Yeah, there's one every airport.
Wetzel's Pretzels are terrific.
They're at the mall.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Only if you smother them with that melted cheese crap.
I'm a mustard gal myself.
All right, fine.
All right. Oh, Lord. Glenn Greenwald revealed information about an NSA program called X Key Score.
Yeah,
yes.
That sounds awful.
This is awful.
It's really terrible.
Which the agency called the widest-reaching system for developing intelligence from the Internet. Greenwald described the program as a simple on-screen form that allows analysts access to nearly everything a typical user does on the Internet, including contents of emails, websites visited, and searches, as well as their metadata, which today will show me watching turtles having sex.
Turtle porn.
Over and over and over again. But at least that's why I just put it out there on the radio show, so you don't have to snoop on me, because that's pretty much what I'm doing. And the bear's twerking. I spent a lot of time watching bears twerk.
And Crazy Rhubarb Lady.
Right. Oh, Crazy Rhubarb Lady is awesome. Okay. All right. Okay.
Wait a minute.
All right. Okay.
One final.
Hang on. I'm not done.
Was that Filler? Well, no, that was...
So I don't think it could have been. Okay. Senator Dick Durbin on the NSA program.
When you look at the reach of this program, it envelops
more reach around
a substantial number of Americans.
Ron Wyden is very upset about this thing, too.
Yeah. Senator Leahy and John Inglis, the NSA deputy director.
If a 29-year-old school dropout could come in and take out massive, massive amounts of data, it's obvious there weren't adequate controls. Has anybody been fired?
No, sir, not yet.
Has anybody been admonished?
So those investigations are underway.
You might want to get on that. And
yeah,
Senator
please.
Al Franken.
I don't want the public to take our word for it always. I think there's a balance here.
Which I'm glad they're actually looking into it. I think, as we've said, the program should absolutely be looked at. Okay.
It seems like, we're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, that's unconstitutional.
Uh-huh.
By the way, proving my point that this Republican Party has gone so far to the right since my dad and Goldwater,
mm-hmm.
Sounds like John McCain might vote for Hillary Clinton. Has that ever happened?
Wow.
Where the Republican candidate for president might actually vote for the other side? I don't think he was actually kidding. He said it would be a tough choice between Rand Paul and Hillary Clinton. If former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton runs against Senator Rand Paul, John McCain would have difficulty deciding who would get his vote. McCain laughed that a matchup would be a tough choice. He said, let me just clarify that. I think that Rand Paul represents a segment of the GOP, just like his father.
Hmm.
You know, he was trying to say code.
Right.
He was code for... What? Oh, he's also called Ted Cruz a cuckoo bird, hasn't he?
Sure.
Yeah.
His voice is about as high as Tweety Bird, so that would make sense.
Ooh, I got a thought with it.
McCain and Paul come from opposite sides, of course, the Republican foreign policy spectrum. McCain said in June that the Boston bombings have proven that Paul's outlook on terrorism to be wrong. McCain also criticized Paul's 13-hour filibuster in March on drone strikes. McCain and Clinton, despite hailing from opposite parties, have allied at times, famously joined once in a vodka drinking contest.
Wow.
On a congressional trip.
Who won?
Hard to say. And he has, of course, praised her tenure as Secretary of State. Yeah, I'm telling you, that will be when the political world comes full circle. When their last Republican, well, before Mitt Romney, votes for the other side.
That one.
Right, that one.
That
no,
one.
Not that one. The
oh,
other
the
one.
Other the other one.
Right.
The other that one.
Exactly. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Spec-Stack and the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, hey, hey.
Wow.
49 minutes after the hour. Oh, okay. All right. Now he's done. Okay. That is the Turtles Boinking on my Facebook page. Stephanie
wow.
Miller Show on Facebook.
Yep.
Check it out. Okay. And I'm going to need an answer to the question. There's got to be a scientist or a zoologist of some sort listening. Okay. Do all turtles make noises like that during sex? And is it only the male turtle, as in this particular
in this case,
coupling?
Because just...
she could not look more bored. She looks like she's going to doze off at any second. So I'm just wondering, is this turtle, particularly bad at it, the male turtle? Is he just a screamer? Is he dramatic?
Something tells me that Mitch McConnell's a screamer.
Right.
Ew.
Ew.
What?
All right. Anyway, speaking of love, Marianne writes, Steph... I'm getting ready for a move from Illinois to Texas, if you can believe that. My only hope, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I can help get Wendy Davis. Yeah. And to help turn Texas blue. The only way to be able to view current TV is through DirecTV these past few years, since the cable TV down there does not offer current. I was planning to stay with DirecTV. Recently, I've heard bits and pieces about a new station for y'all. Can you give me any information about your future? Is it a big secret? Well, we could, but then we'd have to kill you.
Right.
Marianne. It's just to clear things up, because people have caused a bit of a storm on the interwebs, but it's been all over the news. Al Jazeera America is launching actually August 20th,
mm-hmm.
and we encourage you to watch, because I think it's going to be great. There's a lot of great people, a lot of friends of ours, Ali Belshi, mm-hmm. Soledad O'Brien.
Yep.
We will not be on Al Jazeera. Our last day will be next Thursday, right?
August 15th. August 15th.
Will be the last day for current TV, and then as far as I know, Al Jazeera launches Tuesday, August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. But we will have a new television outlet for the radio show. The radio show's going forward. We will have a new television outlet. And I can't tell you right now, or I'd have to kill you, but I do have a big meeting today.
What?
And go to StephanieMiller.com. Right. If you get on our, how do you do, our email, we can email blast everybody.
Yeah. Go to StephanieMiller.com.
And if I know before we're done here next Thursday, we'll talk about it.
Right. We'll talk about it. We'll post it everywhere on our Facebook page. We'll tweet about it. We'll make sure you know.
Right. You will still be able to see us.
Yeah.
The magic.
There may be a little bit of a
gap
right.
in between.
Yes,
but
exactly.
but I'll just throw up a webcam or something. You can watch it on Ustream for a little bit.
Right. So you can still see Jim do Mark O'Meara and talk about George Zimmerman's
awesome. So awesome.
Latest awesome.
They had the gun in the glove compartment and he didn't shoot the cop. That's so awesome. He could have, but he didn't. Isn't that great? Isn't it awesome?
Okay, hey, hold the phones. We have a turtle expert. Okay.
Oh,
okay, everybody.
Wow.
Everybody remain calm.
Oh, thank God.
Whew, okay. Dan in Virginia. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Steph.
Hello.
I've been keeping turtles for 53 years.
Oh, wow.
And it is only the males that make noise. They in the Bible, it says when the turtles sing throughout Europe and the Middle East, when the tortoises come out of hibernation, they make a yawping call to find the females.
Okay.
The giant Galapagos tortoises do it as well. And,
wow. Now, wait a minute. Wait
yeah.
a minute. How do we know for sure that the male turtles are just not really bad at sex? I mean,
no, they're pretty good because when they're stuck on there, they're stuck on tight.
Right. Yeah, but how do you know she's enjoying it? How come she doesn't make any noise?
She does a lot of work.
She didn't look like she was doing much work.
Females don't make noise as far as I've been like keeping turtles since I was a tiny little boy.
Oh.
I just have two little baby box turtles that you used to find in the country when you were
young
and putting on the East Coast.
You said box. Okay.
But
all right.
You look great.
Thank
I thought
you.
You were 38. I'm a retired hairdresser. And if somebody like Zimmerman was following me with that goatee and the shaved head, he looks like a gangbanger.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, ironically. All right. Oh, also, Mason in Ohio is a turtle expert as well. See, I knew it.
Mason. Good morning, sunshine.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, moonshine.
Okay, so I'm not a zoologist, but I was at a zoo not too long ago, and we were watching the turtles, and one of them climbs up on the other one, and they start really weird music, you know, the
like we just heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but it was both of them. And
see, Mason, this is why I wanted a female turtle expert, because that guy that just called, I'm just saying, I think he was just standing up for all males, is what I'm saying. He's just sort of implying.
I could have been lied to, because the zookeeper, when I went up to him, I said, I think something's wrong with the turtles. They're making these really awful dying noises. And he said, no, that they do that when they're da-da-da-da.
That's le petit mort.
Right. But now, can you confirm that both turtles that you were watching were making noise?
Yes. Well, both mouths were open. I mean, I wasn't right there within 2 inches, but both mouths were open, and it was like a melody. It was like a really bad, awful melody.
Right. Really. A turtle orgasmic symphony.
Yeah, and they said that the noises that they make get them excited and keep them excited, but they were also starting to, evidently so excited, to walk at the same time. I mean, these were talented turtles, and here I am, the big curve with my camera filming all of it.
And it must be hard for a female turtle to play hard to get, because she can't move that fast. You know, she's just, come
There's
on,
no chase
catch
involved.
Me. Oh, you caught me.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're like, oh, look at my shell. I'm moving 2 little inches at a time.
Now, wait, have you watched the one on our Facebook page?
Yes.
Because
I
think he's just
similar.
Really bad, because she looks bored. She doesn't have her mouth open. She's not making any noise.
She rolls her
eyes. Literally, I swear to you, there's an eye roll.
Yeah.
And, you know, she absolutely looks like she could just fall over at any time, and then instead of, you know, making that awful noise, just start snoring.
Right. Awesome.
That'd
All
be right.
right
on the money, but yeah.
All right, Mason.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There's
thank
my
you.
Turtle knowledge.
All right, thank you. Mason has confirmed the turtles she saw boinking were both making noise. That guy's just, ugh.
I just don't think
that
the top turtle.
That guy's like a Filner of the turtle world.
Maybe he wasn't well endowed.
She had the same look on her face as some of the Filner women I've seen interviewed. It's like, oh,
why are you licking me?
God,
what are you doing?
Me.
No.
Stop it. Give me
Go away.
Put me in a headlock. Get off me. Just that same one.
Yeah.
Just get off me. Stop it.
And this is what happens when you don't give us sexual harassment training, Stephanie.
I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Turtle sexual harassment training. Turtle tunnels.
Okay, exactly. Well, he found
he
the turtle tunnel.
Entering the turtle tunnel.
That was the turtle tunnel of love.
Turtle tunnel.
Hello. Hello.
Turtle tunnel.
Oh, Jim, you probably know this because you're a cat guy. What's the sound that cats in heat make? That is freaky.
Oh, it's awful.
Ah, something like that, isn't it? Oh,
our cats are fixed, so.
No. Oh.
When we first adopted Boots, all of a sudden she went into heat because she hadn't been fixed yet.
Right.
And so she was going around the house making that noise.
Not like Dana Loesch, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
So Dana Loesch is in heat. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, and she was sticking her butt up in the air trying to get Jazz to do something, and Jazz is fixed, and he was like, what are you doing?
What?
What's that for?
What's that all about?
You know you want it. Come on. I got some blurred lines for you.
She was playing blurred lines for Jazz, and Jazz wasn't having any of it.
Good girl.
Yes.
You know you want it. Oh, I'm. This is a FCC regulation. I must let you know that Lindsay Lohan is out of rehab. Out here
good.
In, yes, she left Cliffside Malibu facility yesterday. She was all smiles as she waved goodbye. Oh, and she will fill in for Chelsea Handler as a guest host on Chelsea Lately on Monday.
Uh-huh.
How about that? I need to get
Can Amanda
drunk,
Bynes
go to
behind?
Rehab? Is that how I get a TV show?
Yes.
And I got to get one by next Friday. Okay.
Nope. Danny Bonaducci's just calling in.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.